Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a Funky Flashback Friday, the B-side edition. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there with an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming up in the about 25, 30 minutes, Nick Hamilton from Nightcast Media. He'll join us here on the Odd Couple. Also, we got more football to talk about. Rob G, we are going to talk more. And also, who else do we have in the set? Lamar, don't forget. Lamar will be joining us in the third hour. We'll have go over some of the football picks and what's happening out in Vegas.
And we are, Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. You did that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. My bad. All right, you ready to get down?
Let's do it. Yep.
All right. You saw, I brought it up to Rob Woodson, that the All-Pro team and Patrick Mahomes, 49 out of 50 votes, likely means Robbie's going to win his second MVP award. Any issue from you on him being the pro, you know, all pro quarterback and
no.
MVP?
Not at all.
Yeah, I thought Hurts had a shot at the MVP, but him missing those two games is no question. It's Patrick Mahomes. And congratulations to him, second MVP award. But I, you know, Rob, my stance on Mahomes, I've said, and I just said to Rod, I think he's the best QB I've seen. I think he's Jordan-esque. could be the GOAT one day, but he's obviously got to win a lot of Super Bowls to do that. I don't think he has to win 7 or 8, but he's probably got to win, Rob, at least 5. I mean, his numbers are going to be much better than Brady's overall, but he's probably got to win at least 5.
Well, I think he has to win at least 5 because you have Joe Montana, who's 4-0, and even though the numbers aren't there, people just respect what Joe was able to do, 11 touchdowns, no picks, 3 MVPs, you know what I mean? Like, that resume, right. I know people talk about Brady, but I don't know if we're quick to just put anybody ahead of Joe Montana, you know what I mean, as number 2.
No, I mean, I think Montana right now, you'd probably say he's number 2. I think Peyton Manning's probably the best. You know, when we turn in terms of ranking quarterbacks, you know, Mahomes hasn't played long enough yet. But I think Peyton Manning, Rob, is probably the best regular season quarterback, you know, but he only won 2 Super Bowls in the one, you know, he was older and the defense carried him. But yeah, I think it's Brady 1 and Montana 2 right now. But do you think, I mean, we've talked about the AFC yesterday. You got Joe Burrow, who's obviously very good. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Trevor Lawrence, if he indeed is on the come, you know, I mean, the AFC, Rob, Tua, if he can ever stay healthy, it is just full of quarterbacks. How much of a factor do you think that'll have in Mahomes, you know, his chances of maybe winning 4 or 5 Super Bowls?
I think it's huge. I mean, the point that you picked the Bills this year tells you all you need to know, because you think he's the greatest quarterback you ever saw.
Right.
And it doesn't mean, but it just tells you that you thought when you looked at the teams and the season, right, you looked at where the Bills were a year ago, and you still thought that they would win the Super Bowl and get to the Super Bowl over the Chiefs. Now, that still could happen. And the Bengals went into Kansas City last year and won. So it ain't easy. So, you know, and I'm not, doesn't mean that he's never going to win again or he won't win a couple. But I do believe because of this, he's not coming in and it's the changing of the guard and all those quarterbacks are still around and they're older. All these guys are up and coming and are hungry and haven't won anything. That, you know.
Rob, you talk about up and coming. Check this out. Mahomes is 27 years old. He's the oldest quarterback in the AFC playoffs.
There it is right there. There's your stat or whatever fun fact, which is mind boggling. And it just tells you. And then you just said it, Chris. Coming into the season, he was 5th. He was ranked 5th. This is my football focus.
We both thought it was very low
for him. And Rod made the point, and it's fair. Last year, he got off to a bad start with all the interceptions, played better in the second half. And I think people held that against him when they looked at his overall numbers and then coming into this year. I do. I believe that they looked at
those. No, clearly they must have.
That they held that against him. But I still thought that was pretty low. And I know they love some of these other guys and they love what they project, but they haven't produced yet. They haven't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's one thing to like somebody and his size and this and that, and everybody's fawning over Justin Herbert. He'll get there. When he gets there, we could.
We'll see.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, like he's obviously a very good quarterback. But Rob and Dak Prescott is facing this right now. Now, I don't think he's on their levels, but he's still facing the prospect of, look, it's all about winning in the postseason. You know, like you're only going to be respected to the level you want to be if you're a great player, if you win big in the postseason.
And this is why when people, you know, kind of diss Eli Manning, I don't think you, Chris, you can win, and we talk about all the time, you might have won one championship, but when you win 2 and you're the main guy, you made the signature throws, it's hard to discount Eli Manning. And I'm not saying he's in the top 10 of quarterbacks, but I'm saying but it's hard to discount a guy like that. It's not like he won like his brother did with the defense. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he beat the Patriots twice.
Right.
I mean, it ended their, you know, quest for 18-0. I'm generally with you on Eli. Look, if he wasn't in New York, because we know, Rob, everything's magnified in New York, right? If you do something great there, it's viewed as greater. If you do something bad there, it's viewed as worse. If he had done this in, you know, Kansas City, would he be, you know, what you and I think is a likely Hall of Famer? Maybe not, because regular season, he was good, but certainly not great. But
I do think,
I'm with you. Like, just there are certain guys, like Lynn Swann growing up was my favorite player. Now, you look at Lynn Swann's numbers, even for that day, they're not huge, right? But he made, and he had good numbers, but not fantastic numbers. But
he made plays that you remember.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, in the Super Bowl, he was like a hero several times. So that ultimately, I mean, it took him, I think, 15 years.
No, he wasn't the first ballot.
Yeah, he eventually got in. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to – I hear you. That's a good point on Eli. But I think here's what I'd say, and like, I didn't pick Mahomes this year to win the Super Bowl. Because, Rob, I mean, heck, like I said, Peyton Manning is obviously one of the top five quarterbacks ever. He won two, and he won one in his prime.
Right.
You know, Brady, Rob, he's got seven, yeah, but he went a full decade without winning a Super Bowl.
People forget that because of the finish, but there was that stretch. And he went twice, but those are the 2 years he lost to Eli during that. You know what I mean, Chris? So it was, for the Patriots, a drought, right? It was a 10-year or 10-season drought.
After winning three out of four,
right. And then all of a sudden it went cold, and then he got it back at the end. So, yeah, it is harder than people think. And now you add these other guys to the mix. Will more teams, Chris, how long will Andy Reid, and I'm not saying that all of Mahomes' success is based on Andy Reid. No, but he's going to be coaching when he's 80, like over the next 8 years. I don't know. Rob G, how old is Andy Reid? He's not 70 yet? He got to be 69 or 70, Chris.
I would think Reid is
72?
70.
64?
He's only.
I'm 59.
He's your age, Rob.
Chris, do we look the same?
Hey, I no comment.
What?
No, I mean, no, but I'm just saying I don't want to sit here and rip the way Andy Reid looks. He's a big boy, though. Let's put it that way.
If you saw Andy Reid and Pete Carroll next to each other, which one would you say is older?
Right.
No question. And Pete Carroll's in his 70s.
I'm surprised he's 64.
So am I. Are you 64?
Yeah, I am shocked at that. Wow. But
okay, look, he will be around for 8 years.
Right, he might coach him his whole career. Mahomes is great, obviously, in his own right. But yeah, I mean, Andy Reid, Rob, I know you've killed him because he's only got the one ring.
He's been in a lot of big games, Chris. Right. That's all I'm saying is he has been.
But Donovan McNabb, who was a very good quarterback, I mean, close to a Hall of Famer.
He needed one championship to probably
get him over. Yep. And as good as Donovan is, I'm just saying, like, he just didn't get it done. And neither did Reed, so I'm not going to absolve him. But, Rob, he is a great offensive coach. And I think he's a great coach. And so I do think if he were to leave, that could hurt Mahomes. But here's the other thing, Rob. Mahomes did – remember, he took less money. Now, you can poo-poo it and all that, and maybe maybe he didn't have to get the great players there, but you would think that will enable them to keep bringing in good players. Obviously, they lost Tyreek Hill.
Well, that's the issue, right? It was like,
but he showed he had a phenomenal season, obviously, without Tyreek, but yeah, I mean, I don't, it's tough. I mean, but I think, Rob, what would you say? Let's just say, Brady doesn't win anymore. What number would it take for you from Mahomes? Let's say he keeps putting up the great individual numbers. Do you think there's a number of Super Bowls he would need to win for people to start, you know, for him to kind of be viewed as the GOAT?
It's an uphill climb. Because because he probably couldn't lose too many more. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he's one and one right now.
Right, that's the other thing that like, if he loses, it's like the LeBron thing, Chris. We talk about it. Like the losses hurt you. I don't care what anybody said. Oh, well, you rather lose in the conference. Well, it's fine. And you could get to 10 championships. But when you start loop piling up and you have a lot of losses, no matter your other successes.
I think the problem for LeBron's, you know, like, he's been to 10 finals, which is great. I think the bigger problem for LeBron in his finals is he's lost more than he's won.
No, right.
Like, Magic lost 4, but he won 5.
Right.
So think about it. People don't really think about, oh, Magic lost 4. You know, I mean, a lot of times you'll hear, obviously you hear about the 5 he won, and then you'll hear about he went to 9. You know what I mean? So I think the thing that hurts LeBron is that he's lost,
right, but I'm
more
saying,
than he's 4-6.
And trying to eclipse Brady, though,
who's lost 3.
Right.
He's 7-3. Right. What if Mahomes was 5-2?
He would have to have his numbers. I don't believe.
Because his numbers are going to dwarf Brady.
Right. But I don't believe that, I don't know if they'll dwarf him because he won't play as long as Tom Brady. I don't think he'll be playing at 45. I could be wrong because money's different, and it just depends. Chris,
I just don't assume him.
Yeah,
you
playing at 45 years old.
Hardly any players will be playing that long,
right?
You know,
so it's tough because his numbers would have to be so great.
I kind of mean, you know, like yearly basis.
Yeah,
you know, because you're right, in total. I'll say this too, and I stand by my comment about Mahomes being the best I've ever seen. But Rob makes a fair point, Rob, when he says, just the rules.
No, it's better
now. You can't
now.
Hit the quarterbacks. You can't hit the receivers. Things like that make it so much easier for the quarterbacks. And Rob, this is evidence of that. Tom Brady's numbers at 45.
Right.
And I know he didn't have a phenomenal year.
But he still
threw for like 4,600 yards.
Right. It's just a different game. And people don't remember, like, Joe Montana being brutalized by the New York Giants. You remember, Chris?
I mean, it was
knocked out. Right.
It was just, you tackle the quarterback however you want.
Yep.
You hit the quarterback.
You remember, go to YouTube and watch Lawrence Taylor reach over the line, grab a quarterback, Chris, by his collar, and throw him down.
Right.
No flag.
Right. So it's definitely different. All right, we're going to throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. All right, here we go. Does the number of great quarterbacks in the AFC hinder Patrick Mahomes' chance to become the GOAT or chance to win enough Super Bowls to have an argument over Tom Brady? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Oh, I was about to say, the first song I recognized. Now, the B-sides were dope, Alex, and it's cut off. At least I'm not hearing it. Is this thing on? All right, I like
yes,
that.
Yes, we
song.
Hear you, Chris.
Is this thing on? What? All right, we're the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Really is. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on, I mean, Patrick Mahomes. Is his route just too tough with all these other great young quarterbacks in the AFC for him to even get anywhere near Tom Brady in terms of Super Bowl wins? Your turn to win.
All right, Sergio in El Paso, who lives in Los Angeles. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sergio?
Chris, Rob, I hope you guys are doing well, and my condolences to you, Chris, man.
Thank you, man.
I hope you and your family are doing well. But I have to mention, Rob overdoes it with the Tom Brady stuff sometimes. But there's something that I always agree with Rob on, that you got to put some context to a couple of Tom Brady's Super Bowls, more so the Rams one and the Seahawks one, because they were definitely won by not just Tom Brady. I know it's a team effort. But if Patrick Mahomes can just get, like, three or four, like, I agree with Chris on the fact that, like, yeah, like, it's going to be a tough road to become the quote-unquote greatest. But, man, like, I'm a Niners fan, guys, and I respect Patrick Mahomes to the utmost. Like, he really is, like, the quarterback I've never seen before. When he has the ball, like, and you're on the opposing team, like, you know he's going to do something with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I think even Rob will agree with this. The argument for Brady as GOAT is just the rings. I mean, it's not, his numbers, obviously, got all the numbers because he's played
so long.
Well, it's
the longevity numbers, right. It's
right,
a lot
but
of
he, like, just year by year, his numbers, you know, Aaron Rodgers is stack up well. Peyton, of course. I mean,
they all,
others,
right.
But he's won so much, and he has. Rob, if he, like, I've told this before. When I started thinking, man, this dude might be the best ever, was when he got with Randy Moss. Even though they didn't win it those years. But the numbers he was putting up, and it was like, because remember, when he won his first three Super Bowls, Rob, he didn't have any great receivers. You know, so I was like, he's doing it. And it was like, oh,
his numbers weren't great, the type
of receivers that Montana had or something, and you see what he's done. And you're right, the numbers weren't great early.
No. That team was about defense, and that doesn't mean that Brady didn't participate.
Not because he turned them around. Right. I mean,
But they also had the greatest kicker ever, and they had a great defense. That was part of the – and all Brady had to do was, you know, they didn't score a lot of points when they beat the Rams. What was it, 16-13? Like, that's what the Super Bowls were.
The argument was always, is he a manager? Is he a system QB?
And then
he showed he's not, and that's when I start thinking, oh, wow, this dude, okay.
All right, Tommy, in Austin, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy?
Hi, Rob. Hi, Chris.
Hey. How are you?
Long-time listener. Love your show. You are the best on the radio.
Wow, no Tommy. Thank you, my man. That means a lot to both of us.
I just got to say, you know, I know that everybody wants to talk about great young quarterbacks. You know, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, what, his first year, he threw for over 5,000 yards, 50-some touchdowns.
Right.
I know it seems to me sometimes that people are in a rush. Burrow got to the Super Bowl last year. Okay. Josh Allen, we know that they're good. Even hear people now talking about Trevor Lawrence and Herbert. They're going to have great careers as long as they stay healthy. But, you know, when you compare them to Mahomes, he's already been to two Super Bowls. He's won one. I just think that people need to, you know, kind of chill out on making these other guys great, you know, win something first so we can then compare you more favorably. And we'll see what happens as time goes on, you know. That's just the way I feel.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, some people, and Tommy, I respect that. Some people want to see more sample size, Chris. You know what I mean? Before they're already.
No. And even as I say he's the best I've ever seen, I got to say, you know, he's got a – you can't say he's the GOAT. You can't even come close to saying that about Mahomes. And you're right. The younger guys, Rob, we've seen – I mean, I think these guys are really good, but you do have to do it over a period of time.
Right.
There's no question. All right, we got Nick Hamilton of Nightcast Media coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Our next guest is the host of Nightcast Media. We welcome in Nick Hamilton. Nick, how are you?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Chris? How you guys doing?
We are good, man. Good to have you on. Now, you're here. You're in L.A., so let's talk a little L.A. sports. The Chargers, let's start there. Does this, them getting to the playoffs itself, save Brandon Staley's job, or do you think he has to win, or maybe should have to win, to maintain his job as head coach?
I think when you look at Brandon Staley and his overall body of work, I think he has to win in order for his key card to work on Monday. in order for him to be able to sustain his job and his position, because he's made a lot of questionable decisions over the course of his tenure as head coach, especially last week when you played Mike Williams, you played Derwin James, you played Austin Eckler, you played your franchise quarterback in basically a meaningless game, which resulted in the fact that Mike Williams was no longer available, a big-time target, a guy that can catch 50-50 balls, more than likely 80-20 balls, when he's up in the air trying to grab those passes to keep the chains moving. So, yeah, he's going to have to win and win big. And also, he's not only coaching for his job, but the general manager, Tom Telesco, his job could be up in question as well as general manager.
And everybody loves Justin Herbert. He's a prototypical size. They love everything about him. How about him? I mean, is there a little pressure on him? Okay, you're in the playoffs. Let's see what you can do now, because people have been waiting for this moment.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a little bit of pressure, but I think it's no more pressure than he will put on himself. Justin Herbert is a guy that wants to compete at a high level. He wants to win. He's aggressive. He studies the playbook. I mean, he's a film rat beyond being just a gym rat. This guy is very cerebral when it comes to the game of football and the quarterback position. So definitely he wants to win, but I don't think it's a significant amount of pressure on him outside because of the circumstances that he's had to deal with over the course of the season, especially with dealing with his injury and working his way back from injury throughout the season.
Nick, I mean, obviously the Chargers are more talented than Jacksonville, but I just can't trust Brandon Staley. I think the loss of Mike Williams is huge. And I'm going with Jacksonville. I know it's close, but I'm going with Jacksonville because I just don't know. I don't think you can predict which Chargers team is going to show up. I think they're very inconsistent. Where are you at on this matchup this weekend?
I trust him like if I ran a liquor store and getting a $4 bill. Okay, that's how much I trust him. I don't trust Brandon Staley at all. I just think that there are a lot of bonehead decisions that he's made. And I like him as an individual. I like him as a person, but I never thought he was head coaching material. I thought he was a very good coordinator, defensive coordinator for that matter, but I don't believe he was head coaching material at all.
And the Rams, let's switch over to the Rams. And we got the news today about Sean McVay, that he's sticking around. How surprised are you when reporters asked him, he was kind of lukewarm. It sounded like he was gone, you know, but today he said he is returning, at least for 2023. Were you surprised by that announcement?
Slightly surprised, Rob, only because, like you said, I mean, his foot, he had one foot out the door, it appeared to be, and also, you know, one foot in. So we didn't know where he was. We know he had been burned out. We were questioning if he was going to come back for this rebuild that the Rams are getting ready to get underway. But it was good to hear that he's coming back for 2023, especially after Matthew Stafford made his announcement that he's going to return as quarterback for the 2023 season. So it only makes sense. Now the question is, who are going to be the coordinators moving forward? And can Sean McVay actually become a manager, a game manager, instead of just being the head coach and relieving himself of the play-calling duties on offense? That's going to be the bigger question. Who will be that next offensive coordinator?
How good do you think they can be next year?
It all depends, Chris, because you got to look at it. How fast do they want to get back on the winning track? Meaning, how fast do they want to get back and make a deep playoff run and ultimately get back to the Super Bowl? They don't have a lot. They don't have any first-round picks. They're almost capped out. They don't have a lot of money to spend. So if they're going to spend money, they're going to have to dig deep into the luxury tax in order for them to get back. And I think you're going to have to answer questions on the offensive line. Number one, you got to figure out beyond Cam Akers who's going to be the second back. And then also, too, your secondary. Your secondary was absolutely horrific this year. I know Jalen Ramsey performed in the top 10, but the rest of the secondary, where the hell were they? They were milk carton all-stars. And so when you look at overall what this team needs, there's a lot of areas where they need to improve it, and rather quickly, like I said, if they're willing to get back and make a deep playoff run next season.
Now, Nick, you're an L.A. guy, and the Rams are from L.A. I know they moved to Anaheim down south a little bit, but we know the Super Bowl, it was no big people didn't go crazy over them winning. You know, you were at that small parade. I think you were part of the group.
Small parade.
You were part of the group that shared
together. That little get together they had.
He was a part of the group that shared that medium fry at the parade. But I'm just asking, you know, with how bad this year went, it didn't help to grow the fandom of the Rams, is what I'm saying, going from the Super Bowl to a disaster this past year.
I mean, it didn't help, but Rob, are you going for the Walter Hayton Award for the year? I mean, come on, man.
Yo, he won it 9 years
straight. That's right. What are you trying to break my streak?
I mean, apparently not. But, I mean, when you talk about the Rams and their significance in the city, it was a sizable parade. But also, too, they have to keep winning. This is a team, as I've said before, they've only been back in L.A. for about 6 years. So you can't grow an enormous fan base like that in 6 years, especially when this is a Dodger and Laker town. So they're going to have to continue to win. They're going to have to continue to put up the numbers as far as making sure they get in the win column and compete for Super Bowls over the course of time. And I think over the course of time, as they continue to build their fan base, they've done an excellent job as it pertains to being in the communities across Los Angeles and various communities across Southern California to amp up their awareness that they are back in town. They're building their fan bases. And so I think it's just a matter of time before they slide into that third team, unless USC with Lincoln Riley wins the national championship in the next couple of years.
All right, so let me ask you about, you're an L.A. guy, the Lakers. You saw the game last night, I'm sure. Yeah. Do you have any, I mean, putting Anthony Davis, which I know that that in and of itself is a question mark. And that,
and
I,
we said that,
trying
Chris,
to be funny,
right,
but
right.
It's, yeah, it's
we said
ridiculous.
It before the season.
Right. Like, but let's assume he could be, he'll be healthy. Do you think they can make any type of playoff run?
I don't. And the reason why I say that is when you look at the Western Conference and how loaded they are in the Western Conference, the teams, you know, we know that you guys have been around the bend, as it were, Chris and Rob. You know, teams get hot, especially after that All-Star break. They start making their push. They start making those runs. Teams go on streaks. And so I think the Lakers are just trying to figure out, can they have a significant lineup? They have not had a consistent lineup. They had over, as LeBron said last night, they've had over a billion different changes in the lineup. You can't develop chemistry that way if you're going to be able to make a successful run. When you look at other teams, even though I know Golden State's been struggling because of, you know, health and injury, but they still have a significant lineup, and they're building their way back, excuse me. Especially when you look at other teams, you look at the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka has been absolutely on fire. That is one of the most dangerous teams in the Western Conference, I do believe, are the Dallas Mavericks behind Luka Doncic. If he can stay healthy and continue to put up those big numbers, I mean, goodness gracious, the sky's the limit for that team. You can't count out the Phoenix Suns. You can't count out the Golden State Warriors.
Phoenix is struggling, though, man. No. They got issues.
And the Suns can't win on the road. And the Warriors
Chris
can't win
Paul's
on the road.
Old. Ayton is, does he want to be there? Do they want him there?
Yeah, I mean, you have those issues, but I think when it comes down to the playoffs, that's when the real teams, you know, get tested. And those
how'd they do again in that test last year?
Hey, Chris, I ain't saying they're going to win the NBA championship now. I'm sober.
All right.
I can't count them out, but I mean, we'll see. But there's a lot of tougher teams in the Western Conference, and I don't think the Lakers, even if they made the play-in tournament, even if they did make the playoffs, they lose in the first round just because we don't know, like you said, the health of Anthony Davis. We don't know if LeBron's going to be able to stay healthy and where his mindset is emotionally and mentally as his future pertains with the Lakers and the Lakers organization. So we'll see.
And let me say this, Chris. Nick Hamilton is an excellent reporter, does a lot of great work. He also is our West Coast Bureau Chief for MLBBro.com. So he cuts a lot of baseball stuff out of Dodger Stadium and San Diego and whatnot for MLBBro.com. So appreciate your
work,
too.
It's more black reporters at MLB.com than black players in MLB. My gosh.
Hey, you know what, Chris? You're not that far off. Cause, hey, Nick, we had a meeting the other day, and we had a ton of people on our staff.
Yeah. We're trying to help it, man. But, I mean, Chris is right. I feel like, man, we need to get out there and put a uniform on, too. I don't know.
Nick, good stuff, man. Thank really you. Good stuff, man. We'll get you on again.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your evening.
Yep. All right, Rob. They are talking big game in Cincinnati. We'll get into that next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments,
where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the Tire Rack studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive. That was the Progressive play of the day, you heard. Progressive making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob G, do we have the sound of Joe Mixon? Okay, he was talking big stuff, Rob. Basically, what he said is that we are the big dog. I'm going to paraphrase, but a lot of this is verbatim. He said, we are the big dogs of the AFC. He said, if we are on top of our game, can't nobody beat us. Any issues with this, Rob?
Unnecessary. I get it. They went to the Super Bowl. You feel good about it. Just let your play talk for itself. I don't know. Like, going into it, it just seems.
Would have been a good question to ask Rod. And I wanted to. A little over the top.
That's all.
Like when a guy
I want you to be confident. We got a good team.
You're not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that. And if we play the way we're capable of playing, we got a great shot to do some great things. Like that. It just sounded a little weird to me.
Well, I mean, look, like you said, I'm not going to kill the guy for having confidence. But, Rob, when you come out and say something like this, you better back it up. Because if he doesn't back it up, this is going to be thrown back in his face. And if he does back it up, Rob, this will become like a rant that people remember and people point to. So you just got to get it done. But, Rob, I think
– you can't have negative 7 yards on 4 carries. You know what I mean?
No. Well, and I mean the team, you know.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. But if he doesn't play well either, I mean,
Right. Look, I think that he's saying – he's so extra confident. Because the big dogs of the AFC, I think you would even agree with me. Right now, the big dog of the AFC is Kansas City. Doesn't mean they didn't get the Super Bowl last year, but they have been to the last two. They've been to several AFC championships in a row. They have been the big dogs of the AFC ever since Tom Brady left. And what does Cincinnati do when they play Kansas City, Rob? They go into their house. They raid their refrigerator. They sleep in their bed. They use their toothbrush.
Yes.
And Kansas City can't do nothing about it, at least so far.
They beat them 3 times in a calendar year, which is shocking.
So that's why he's feeling like we're the big dogs. The problem is you haven't played Buffalo. I mean, obviously we know what happened when they played a few weeks ago. So you haven't played Buffalo, and I think that, Rob, would be the second round matchup, which, man, that would be a huge game.
But that's how
one,
good, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Two great teams,
well,
right.
Like,
but
it's
also,
playoffs.
And think about it, two great teams, two great quarterbacks, and what happened with DeMar Hamlin. Like, all of that would be around that game. So, yeah, it would be huge. But look, I don't mind the confidence, but this puts pressure on you and your teammates. And I would have liked to have heard from Rod, when you have a teammate say something like that, how does it make you feel?
Right.
And if you're the opponent and the opponent says something about you like that, how does that make you feel?
And you know what I would love, and I think I've always said this in my career, Chris, is if we could go back and take a look at those moments and see what the record was. Do you know what
you
I mean?
Guys talk like
this? Yeah, like.
Well, the one that comes to my mind, and you'll enjoy this.
What?
I'm going to give you a guess. Let you guess. It's a Super Bowl. One of the biggest upsets.
What the Brady one?
Yes.
When he said.
When Plaxico predicted, right. What, 23-17 or something like that?
Predicted the score, and Brady went, oh, we're only scoring 17?
Right.
Okay. Yes.
He laughed. He legitimately was like, oh, we only going to score 17?
And he was like, and guess what? You didn't even score 17.
Right. I mean, Rob, they had been running through everybody.
Well,
they're
averaging like 35
right,
or something.
But he clearly thought they were going to, you know, roll over the Giants. But yeah, it'd be interesting. That's a great point to see how often that works.
Yeah, because the one that we had in Detroit, the Garen Sheed, after they lost to the Pacers, and he guaranteed that they would win the next. They lost game one of that series, and in game two, Chris, was when Tayshaun had the block of Reggie Miller. But that was the Garen Sheed game. He was like, I guarantee you, we win game two. Because they lost of game one at the end, you know what I mean? And people thought, oh, they won't get past Reggie Miller and them. They'll go down 0-2, you know, and then it's going to be up here.
What that is, Rob, is when you know, I mean, look, they have played the Chiefs, but they've been really close games. But when you really know, sometimes you just know we're better. You know what I mean? Even if they may have won, you just know we're better. And Sheed obviously knew that. He was like, you know, I have no problem saying this because we're clearly the better team.
It made for great copy for us, the guarantee.
Oh, I'm sure you loved it.
We loved it. We loved it.
All right, we're the Odd Couple. We got 1 hour left on the Funky Flashback Friday. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.